This is Logan Sekulow. It begins. Georgia investigating voter fraud and Senate runoff well before Election Day.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Logan Sekulow.
Welcome to the one and only flag-waving, God-praising, trailblazing, heck-raising online good time radio show, Jay Sekulow Live Takeover. It's Will and I. We're here for you. And we do have some fun news that you're going to love right out of the state of Georgia, where I'm born, where I was raised, where I casted my first vote.
I like the way you did that. That was good.
I was actually an absentee voter, but you know, I was a voter. I was in college at the
but
time.
But you were a legal absentee voter.
Yeah, I requested it.
You requested it. You were a citizen of the state.
Yeah.
That is where you were registered to vote and where you lived.
It's even where I did the pretend voting as a kid, where you went up to the little booth and they were like, you know, you get your own. You can vote for Charlie Brown or for Snoopy.
I think they stopped doing that because all those votes ended up counting.
Yeah, I know. They went to Biden.
They mixed it up. It was weird.
Well, I mean, which one looks more like Snoopy? Biden. I don't know. I mean, if we had to pick. So I don't know if you know this. Georgia's got a big runoff coming up January 5th, and they are already, Will, investigating voter fraud. We haven't even hit Election Day yet. And there's already stuff coming out of Georgia, and what, the Secretary of State?
Yeah, that's right. The Secretary of State, who's had some criticism of late, but he's already putting out statements that if you are voting in Georgia when you're not a resident of Georgia, that's a felony, which makes sense.
Yeah, it should, but I agree with that.
But it appears that there are some third-party groups that have been maybe allegedly sending some ballots out of state. Some, according to some of these reports, were going all the way to New York City, to people that were residents of New York City, but were maybe getting applications to vote.
We don't really even know how that works necessarily,
well,
right?
These are organizations that try to get people to register to vote. You know these organizations.
Well, yeah.
You see them every 4 years come out in force to help register people. But some of these progressive groups apparently... It appears, and what they will be investigating is whether or not they were sending some registration forms to get ballots to people that were not residents of Georgia, nor planning on becoming residents of Georgia. And there's an interesting tie. One of these groups has ties to one of the candidates, the New Georgia Project. The Reverend Warnock is a former CEO of that organization.
Interesting.
So we'll see how this shakes out.
You know, I think there's plenty of fun to have, plenty of problems to happen. And the fact that they're already happening again in the Election Day for the runoff hasn't even occurred. You know, a lot of eyes are on Georgia right now, I believe, as they probably should be, because it is a crazy time. And it's certainly a very specific election that we need to make sure that, you know, people are out there, and regardless of who you're voting for, one or the other, that you do take this seriously, because obviously this can make a huge impact on how the next 2 years, 4 years, so on and so on may happen. Also, later on in the show, we're going to be joined by John Schneider. You know him from The Dukes of Hazzard, from Smallville, from all the great stuff. He's got a brand new movie called Stand On It. We're going to talk about that in the last segment. He's going to join us via Skype. Good friend of the show. You've heard him play with the Jay Sekulow Band. Speaking of which, I know a lot of you probably saw last night the Jay Sekulow Band concert. I want to thank everyone who worked on that and also everyone who supported the work of the ACLJ during that. That was a big deal, and it was a big day for the organization. We really appreciate it. Now, that being said, we are headed into December. This is December. That means we are back in a matching challenge. December is the most important month of the year for a lot of reasons. And now, more than ever, for a lot of reasons. And here's what you can do. You can go to aclj.org. You can sign up, donate right there. Your gift, just so you understand how a matching challenge works. You give $20. Now, there's someone on the other end who has already pledged to give up to a certain amount, so they will match that $20. So effectively, your $20 becomes $40, and so on and so on, as high as you want to scale it. And we really appreciate that work and that support. We also have great content on the ACLJ website. You should be reading the blogs. You should be taking a look at what we're doing anyway. Something you should go to. It should be on your daily list of where you should go. Also on our YouTube channel, the official ACLJ YouTube channel. I have a YouTube channel, Logan Sekulow, Logan Sekulow Reprogram. Find that there. We'll be right back with more.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
Welcome back to the Logan Secular Reprogram Takeover at JSecul Live for today. And guess what? We'll be with you tomorrow as well. So, you know, I'm just priming you, getting you ready. So, you know that you're here and we're here. I did want to say it's also Giving Tuesday, which is a huge day. You know, Black Friday, Cyber Monday. Giving Tuesday is essentially a similar idea where people all around the world decide to pledge to organizations, to nonprofit organizations. And you can do that, be part of our Giving Tuesday fund at aclj.org. Also, again, you double your impact as people will donate and match your donation. So again, if you give $20, someone on the other end gives another $20 because of a $40 donation. We'd appreciate that. Check that out at aclj.org. Now, I didn't want to stop here and move on the conversation. Well, I think we need to talk a little more about what's happening in Georgia. Again, my home state where I'm originally from. What is happening with this issue where they are investigating this runoff to have potential voter fraud that we've already said is pretty extreme. You're talking about people registering to vote that aren't even residents, that aren't even citizens, and they're sending the ballots and trying to get their votes counted.
Right. So we heard from the Secretary of State from Georgia yesterday. He gave a press conference and was talking about some of the integrity of the upcoming runoff election. And in that press conference, he mentioned that New Georgia Project, which is the organization that Warnock was the former CEO of, that is, it's a voter activation type organization. They register people to vote. It's a grassroots organization. There's nothing novel about it in that sense. But what is interesting is that he said that the New Georgia Project sent voter registration applications to New York City in potential violation of state law. We have some sound from the Secretary of State, Raffensperger. This is Byte 5 about these third-party groups and what they're looking at. Let's play that.
These third-party groups have a responsibility to not encourage illegal voting. If they do so, they will be held responsible.
So this obviously is a big enough question that they're looking at that he felt it was necessary to bring out to the attention of people in a press conference. Whether that's almost more of a warning, like, hey, we know that you do this. We know people may request it outside of the rules from the balloting process that you go through. That doesn't necessarily mean it is the organization's fault at that level, but it was definitely a warning. that if they are not using their checks on their system, if they're not making sure that the people they're soliciting to register to vote ahead of this election are not going to be in good faith voters, that they're going to hold the organizations responsible. And I think that's a key distinction. They're putting it out there. They're saying, we're going to make sure that we don't have as big of a mess up as we already did. And we'll see how that plays out.
I mean, we know how long it took Georgia to go through that process. Still some stuff up in the air.
They're still trying to count, doing whatever they want.
I know, all right, hey, I wonder what you have to say. If you're listening to Georgia, I know we got a lot of listeners from Georgia, or the surrounding area, really. If you have, issues on this, I want to hear from you. I want to hear your thoughts in general. You may say this is no big deal. Give me a call, 1-800-684-3110. Again, 1-800-684-3110. We're here to take your calls and your questions and your comments. I want to hear from you in this very unique time as... You know, the election, the general election starting to, you know, starting to wrap up, we think, and you don't know where it's still going. It is one of those odd times in the world where it just feels like there's uncertainty, but I should be on Georgia. I believe that really wholeheartedly. If you're talking about voting and what's going on right now, because if you're not getting out and voting, again, either way, if you are not getting out and voting, you're not, you know, speaking your voice when really all of the power, a lot of the power is in the Senate. And if the Senate swings one way or the other, you're going to have massive change. If there's no checks and balances, if it's just a full-fledged Democrat agenda on all, you know, all branches, that will be, it could be a mess.
Well, and to your
point, anyone who has these sort of Christian conservative ideals that a lot of us have.
To your point, though, also, regardless of the issues that still are lingering with the presidential election, the January 5th runoff election is still going to happen, regardless of who is going to be the president on January 20th. So I think it's important to continue to focus on that, not just as a check on a potential Biden administration, but if the Democrats also make gains, the trouble that they could throw in by having that 50-50 margin. Now, if it were Donald Trump and Vice President Pence would have the tie on a 50-50. But if we know anything about Republicans in the Senate when it comes to a conservative agenda, is some of them can be squishy. And we want to ensure if the conservative values that you, if you're listening to this show, we assume that you probably have. If you want to
unless
see
you just
those
hate listening, further, which is fine. Right? You know, I mean,
people do it. I've seen
I've
people
hate
do
watch
that.
Some things. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, but if you care about these ideals, even if it's a President Trump, you should still care about this election and be watching it. And if you are in Georgia, be engaged in it because it has an impact. I think Than said on the broadcast yesterday that it's a national election, even though it's for two Georgia Senate seats, because of the impact that it will have all across the country.
For sure. And there are ways that you can get involved in that, and you should absolutely do that. And, Will, there's going to be a lot more we're going to cover on this and other topics that are happening around the world. We are seeing changes already in foreign policy. We are seeing change. We're seeing people in the cabinet start getting selected for Joe Biden and what that looks like for people who maybe have been happy with how the Middle East, I mean, this is the Middle East is something that I feel very passionate about, and it's something that I really feel President Trump should have boasted a little bit more about in the debates because I think people are very quick to forget what happened around the world. They're really, especially with COVID, you're able to, you kind of had a year of focusing on what's
happening.
Everything
turned inwards, looking at what's happening in America, in your own country, in your own cities and states.
Most people forgot about ISIS. They forgot about those organizations. They forgot about how peaceful it really has been in the Middle East compared to other times. And I'm nervous heading into that. That's where we have to really keep our eyes open. At the ACLJ, we do work around the world. And again, this is Giving Tuesday. I want you to support the work of the ACLJ at aclj.org because we're not just working here internally. We're fighting for your interests, American interests, Christian interests, around the world. And that means supporting our friends in Israel. That means supporting, going really hard against different regimes and making sure that you have a voice and that we don't just let things slide. Specifically, when it's been a few years of good coming out of the Middle East, it can quickly turn not so good. And that's starting to really, I mean, you're talking about them re-signing into the Iran nuclear deal. They're talking about the climate accords. You're talking about all these things that have made major improvements, actually.
Well, and there were, for the last 4 years, there were a lot of things we were engaged in, if you think about Pastor Brunson or Pastor Naren, yep, that were foreign policy focused. And at the ACLJ, we worked in that, but it wasn't as big of a focus over the past 4 years as it was the previous 8 years under an Obama administration.
Because at least you had a president and a vice president that were listening.
Right.
That were listening to the calls from people who were imprisoned, people who were called for their faith. These were people who genuinely cared. So you know how hard it was to fight for one of our clients who was a pastor, for his wife to get a meeting with Barack Obama? I mean, it was...
Took years.
Took years for that to happen. You guys probably remember that. Took years. Where Pastor Brunson shows up, you know, day one in America at the Oval Office. So pretty amazing stuff here. Hey, we do have a call coming in from the state, actually from Oklahoma, but about Georgia in general. Let's go to Moni on line two. You're on the air.
Hi, Jay. Wow, this is awesome. Listen, I just heard that Stacey Abrams has record registrations for voters. And so isn't there like a cutoff date in the state of Georgia where you can register
for voter registration?
And then you have to live there for a certain time?
I think voter registration, this is Logan, by the way, voter registration, I believe, closed yesterday, maybe. Wouldn't have been the last day. I think the last day may have been the end of the month. We'll get the exact details. I know it's coming up if it hasn't already happened in the state of Georgia.
They have until December 7th.
December 7th, so end of this week. Yep. End of this week or early next week. That has been a really sticking point for me, looking at that, going, the fact that you could register, you could turn 18 from the time from the general election to the runoff and then register. There's a lot of parents, I feel like, pulling some shenanigans. And I don't know if I'm for that. I think that this should be a runoff of the general election. The whole registering to vote for this feels very
odd,
strange.
Right. When it's a continuation of something that happened in the general election, it shouldn't be a whole new group of potential voters that didn't even have the opportunity to vote. Because you brought that up. Some people are, if they turned 18 after the general election.
Yeah, a lot of people did.
They're like, okay, we're going to go register to vote because now we can vote in this runoff, which, once again, is just a continuation, at least in my mind as well. Like, legally, sure, they're allowing this, and it's a part of the state's law that you are able to participate in it, but it does seem interesting. But also, we're 2 weeks away from voting beginning for this. So we talk about the January 5th date being the election day. But if you're a Georgia resident, early in-person voting begins for the runoff on December 14th. So there's a lot of time. People in Georgia are going to be voting before Christmas, starting to vote for this runoff. So you think about the amount of time that's there. It's going to be a very big focus for the country for several weeks.
Yeah, it's going to be the top story. But hey, we got other stuff to cover. You know, we love talking about the media, our friends over it. Yeah. CNN, our friends over through all the mainstream media. They're touting a lot that's going to go into a potential Biden administration. And we're going to cover that in the next segment. You know, this is where you have to realize, is this ignorance or is this intentional? When they start directly lying. Now, is it, again, it could just be, you know, rose-colored glasses, if you will. But we're going to talk about that coming up. You're not going to want to miss that. And then later on in the show, our buddy John Schneider is joining us to talk about his new film, Stand On It. Be right back.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, I'm covering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress. The ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Welcome back to the Logan Sekulow Reprogram Takeover at Jay Sekulow Live. I know we got a lot of calls coming in from Georgia. We are going to move on a little bit from that topic, so if we don't get to you, I'm sorry, but let's get them up and we'll see if we have time. Maybe in the next segment we can take some more calls on Georgia. But I did want to talk about, Will, a really interesting thing that you showed me this morning. You've seen on the news a lot that they've been touting that the entire, you know, kind of staff, media relations staff, if you want to say, the senior communications team. That's the words I'm looking for.
Right.
Senior communications team is all female led, which, by the way, as a dad of daughters and everything, I think that's awesome. And they are making a huge deal about it. Not that they shouldn't, but what they aren't talking to you about is the fact that the current communications team is also all female-led. And by the senior staff, all female-led. This is, again, the mainstream media trying to come up with a narrative that sounds nice. Now, we talked about this. There's part of me that wonders, even if they checked, or do they just have such a problem with the current administration, they go, there's no way. We're not even going to look it up. There's no way it's all female-led. That the senior staff is all female. We're not going to check on that. Or is this intentional to try to push a point of view? To push a point of view that, you know, how much better this administration is going to be for women and for people. And these are the kind of moments we have to look at and go, it takes all your people who are conspiracy theorists and throw out stuff that a lot of people say, that's crazy. And then when the stuff starts to come true, you start to go, oh man, like, maybe there's some truth in it. You know, there's some truth in it, Will, when this kind of thing happens.
And when we were talking this morning about it, we're like, okay, well, where's the nuance that they're going to figure it out and be like, no, we're still right. And it just seems that they either didn't check or they're lying. Here's a supercut our team got of different people on TV touting how wonderful and miraculous this all-female-led team.
I have no problem.
But no, but the caveat isn't that it's that. It's that it's the first time ever. Let's play bite six and let's hear what they had to say.
The first time in history either party has ever put forward this all-female leadership team.
An all-female communications team, senior communications team. This is a first, history-making.
These roles, which are typically held by men a lot of the time, it's just nothing is going to be traditional in this White House. Expect the unexpected and expect to see a lot more diversity.
It's almost like they're talking about the Trump administration with the way he put forward people that were non-traditional in the Washington way.
Right.
Draining the swamp was his motto.
Yeah, I know some people have had some concerns over, you know, they've said, you know, he's picking all CNN and MSNBC related. I'm like, you know what? Trump picked a lot of Fox News people. Like, okay, well, I'll give you that. I mean, why wouldn't you? I understand if you're in that position. You have people who are good and also on your side. So you're going to go over to CNN and MSNBC. However, I don't like when these facts get shifted around to make you as a conservative, you as someone who may have voted one way or the other, out to some person who doesn't, you know, love diversity and doesn't love having all female-led staff or having openly gay staff. You know, that was one thing that we had that happened where there was big news that Joe Biden was almost certain to make Pete Buttigieg a member of the cabinet as the first ever gay cabinet member, not even acknowledging the fact, and maybe even so much that they had to change it. Like, not even thinking that this has already happened under the Trump administration with, you know, our friend Rick Grenell. This is where it gets ridiculous, and you have to point it. They had to change. Look, I got to give it up to those guys. They had to change their headline and come up with, again, what's the caveat? Oh, he's not an interim. He's a permanent cabinet member. That will be the difference, because it just spins that narrative that, you know, if you're a conservative, you're voting against very specific things. And that is absolutely insane and ridiculous. And it's been proven time and time again. Look, if you looked at who the president has had out there, obviously first you had Sean Spicer, but then after that, who are the two voices that you know and that you've trusted over the years if you're a conservative coming from the White House? That's Kayleigh McEnany and Sarah Sanders, two very strong female characters that have been really the voice of the administration. So they're not fooling us. You know, they're fooling themselves.
Well, and they even tried to double down on this because we saw Kayleigh McEnany and also we saw Sarah Matthews, who are both, obviously we know the spokesperson for the White House, Kayleigh McEnany, but the deputy press secretary is Sarah Matthews. They both tweeted out that this is what the Trump administration's communications team is, that the senior leadership is all female-led. And so much so that then you see pushback from people like Maggie Haberman at the New York Times, who says, I wonder how Judd Deere, who answers most calls to that office, feel about learning this. Yeah. Well, the Federalist pointed out in this article, Judd Deere tweeted out, since I arrived at the Trump White House, a woman has always been my boss. First, it was Hope Hicks, then Mercedes Schlapp, then Sarah Sanders, then it was Stephanie Grisham, and of course, currently, it's Kayleigh McEnany and Alyssa Farah. I guess the media forgot. So Maggie Haberman is trying to point out that nuance that we were talking about of like, well, there's a male like that works for it.
Yeah.
But they're even saying, first of all the staffers haven't been hired for the right. Biden administration right. yet. These are the senior leadership team. And that's exactly what's in place at the Trump administration White House communications team right now. So I don't think that you can split hairs here and be like, well, there's a couple guys that work there.
Yeah, you got to read headlines. look, that is very important to me as we head into 2021 and the uncertainty that may be there is this false narrative that, you know, somehow, you know, being again, a someone who with conservative beliefs automatically disqualifies you from diversity or automatically disqualifies you from having these other things. And it's really a disservice and dishonest to the people who have served beforehand. I mean, it's a slap in the face to, again, the countless voices that have come out in the current team that is an all-female-led thing, because they aren't worried about an all-female team. They just want to make sure it's an all-female progressive team. That's what they're really saying.
And here's what's another problem, is that when you put forward the this is historic, nothing like this has ever been done, it's not like the people that were nominated for these positions or said that they're going to be hired for these positions are strangers to Washington. Like we have Jen Psaki. Well, if they were going to then dig into her record, because she was a State Department spokesperson under the Obama administration, right. Well, we know her name very well from the editing of the Iran video.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there are controversies that come along with some of these people that, sure, you can, if it's true, make the history argument, but it turns out it's not true. Yeah. So what are we looking at? Just a bunch of fake news that won't even go towards the real issues of saying, okay, is this person who's going to be the new White House press secretary? Is this a good choice for this position? Because when she was a press secretary for the State Department, she helped the Obama administration cover up some lies about the Iran nuclear deal, which what does Joe Biden want to do? Get right back in it.
Yeah, exactly. We'll have that. You know, Benghazi will be back. Fast and Furious. All your favorite. All the great
playing
hits.
Playing the hits. All playing the greatest hits, folks.
Coming back. Hey, give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. As we head into the second half hour, I know a lot of you guys lose us on traditional radio. Find us online. We're right now on Facebook Live. We are on the official ACLJ YouTube channel. You can find that all by searching or just going directly to ACLJ.org to watch it. You can find it on the ACLJ app. Again, it's Giving Tuesday. We appreciate your support. Check us out at ACLJ.org. Thanks to all you who also supported Bald Beagle, our children's YouTube channel, teaching American history and American values to the youngest and those that need it the most. That, again, is at baldbeagle.com, like eagle but with a B, like the dog, baldbeagle.com. But, again, we got a second half hour coming up. We're going to be joined by a very special guest. We know from the Dukes of Hazzard, from Smallville, and from all his great roles, John Schneider's joining us to talk about his brand-new film, Stand On It. That'll be in the second half hour. And check us out. Will and I have a YouTube channel that we're on almost every day. That is on youtube.com/LoganSeculo. Reprogram. Hit that subscribe button. Hit that bell. We'll be right back with more on the Reprogram Takeover of JSecu Live.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. And now your host, Logan Sekulow.
Welcome back to the one and only flag waving, God praise and trailblazing, heck raising online good time / radio show / Jay Sekulow Live takeover. And Will, we got a great segment coming up a little bit later. We're going to be joined by our friend John Schneider from the Dukes of Hazzard from Smallville. He's got a brand new movie. That's going to be at the end of the show, last segment of the show, so stay tuned. For that, I did want to talk a little bit, Will, about what's going on, because it is Giving Tuesday, and the work of the ACLJ continues. And the next segment, by the way, we're going to be talking about some really fun. If you love talking about, you know, CNN and other media outlets and what they're so excited about for a potential Biden administration, you're going to want to stay tuned. Because we got some great
so
stuff
good.
Coming up.
So excited.
So just stay tuned for that. ACLJ.org, though, to support the work of the ACLJ. Again, it's Giving Tuesday. And what that means is really all it is the fact that, you know, there's Black Friday, there's Cyber Monday, there's Small Business Saturday. Giving Tuesday is a day where people all around the country decide they are going to give to a nonprofit of their choice. And we would love for that choice to be us here at the ACLJ. All you have to do is go to ACLJ.org. If you're watching on Facebook, there's probably a pinned post. There's probably a comment as well on YouTube. You can click on that and go directly to our donate page. It's a matching challenge month. And what that means is if someone gives $20, there's someone on the other end who's going to match that and make that $40, $50, so on. 50 becomes 100, so on and so on. You understand how that works. And we appreciate that support. As you've seen, the work that we're doing here and the stuff that we have planned for 2021, I can't go into all details yet, but just trust me, and the fact that I've been spending weeks and the whole team's been spending weeks focusing on what 2021 looks like, because the ACLJ is going to be needed more than ever. We know what potentially is going to be held in 2021. And we've been there before, and we've fought for you in the most dire of circumstances, and we're going to do that again and do it louder and bigger and better than ever, but that can only happen with your support. And that's at ACLJ.org. Same thing for our children's programming. You may be saying, Logan, what's the point? Why is the ACLJ focusing on the kids? Well, I don't know. If you have school-age kids, you may have them coming home with very warped versions of American history, of American values. You may not sure what they're getting specifically in the public schools. But with us, at Bald Beagle, our kids' channel, again, this is something fun for a kid to remember, a kid to say. We're putting out education and interesting and entertaining videos about American values and American history. That is at baldbeagle.com or just on YouTube. We wanted to go where kids were, and where they are is on YouTube. That is on Bald Beagle's YouTube channel, youtube.com/baldbeagle. Subscribe. We are really expanding our reach on YouTube. We hope if you're watching right now on YouTube that you subscribe to the ACLJ channel, to my channel, Logan Sekulow Reprogram, or it's just the Logan Sekulow channel. If you search for it, you'll find it, as well as the ACLJ. We're going to be launching lots of new options for you to watch content. We believe that though traditional terrestrial radio has been our home for 25 plus years, that it's important to always be on the cutting edge. That's why we're broadcasting to you live here on video on Facebook Live. That's why we're on YouTube. That's why we were back when Periscope was a thing. We were one of the first on there doing this. And now through Twitter, we are on all social media platforms, Parler, Instagram. We are there to get the message across and making sure that the message you want out there as a member of the ACLJ, as a supporter of the ACLJ, is something that we can take and spread around the country and around the globe. Again, that's at ACLJ.org. I'll quit my push there, but I really appreciate it. I just want to tell you, especially just heading out of yesterday, being one of the biggest months we've ever had, and we really do appreciate that support more than you know. But December is always the most important month for every organization. And that's why it kicks off today on Giving Tuesday. Your donation will continue to allow the ACLJ to do very important work, and your gifts double, but also it keeps us on the air here. You know, not all this airtime is, it's not traditional radio. We're on different kind of radio stations. So all of that financial support goes to keeping our show going, to keeping us in the White House or in Washington, D.C., getting during the good times and the bad, making sure that you have a voice in Washington, D.C., in the White House, regardless of who's in the White House. We will be there to make sure your voice as someone who has conservative Christian values is there. We'll be right back. We're going to be talking a little more fun next segment about our friends over at CNN. Then final segment, we're joined by my buddy, John Schneider. You know him from the Dukes of Hazzard. You know him from Smallville. He's talking about his brand new film, Stand On It. We'll be right back on the Logan Secular Reprogram.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our matching challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
Welcome back to the Logan Secular Reprogram Takeover J Secular Live. In the next segment, we're going to be joined by John Schneider. You know him from the Dukes of Hazzard. You know him from Smallville and many other roles. And you know him from his great music. He played with the J Secular Band right before the pandemic in February. You can find all those. I think we're going to have a YouTube channel for the J Secular Band soon. So make sure to keep a watch for that. That's something we're working on. And see, again, our presence kind of expand. And speaking of the news media, well, I know some people have called in. Hey, we're going to try to get to some of your calls. I can't make any guarantees right now, but we're going to try. You talk about our friends over at CNN, and I've been seeing this. I try to keep, a watch on everybody. As a media guy, I want to make sure that I check out what's going on all the networks, whether that's Newsmax, whether that's Fox News, whether that's CNN, whether that's MSNBC, OAN, whatever networks I can get. I subscribe to a lot of them because I kind of want to hear what the narrative is being spun. Very interestingly, we are at a time where CNN is going to have to figure out how to spin if Joe Biden becomes the president. If that ends up being the case, it becomes a lot less fun. What are you going to talk about, CNN? I've been watching you. I mean, last 4 years, all you did is complain. And, Chris Cuomo, who actually of all of them, I think has a pretty good show. I enjoy his show, and I think he was very good on the lockdowns. He was very good on the New York City schools, especially recently New York City schools closing.
Like,
and I think was
week,
fairly instrumental right. on things getting changed. So yeah, this was last week. I think that there are some times where I like he doesn't go by the Chiron, but emotions are high right now. Well, and I don't know if you heard this, Joe Biden hurt his foot. Now look, I've injured pretty much every part of my body.
You've probably hurt your foot playing with your dog as well.
I've hurt my foot.
There's a hole in the grass. You step in it wrong.
Will and I,
it hurts.
Sometimes MMA fight, I got shoulder problems.
Right.
You know, stuff happens. But he was playing with his dog, and they announced, hey, he sprained his ankle. No big deal. Just an 80-year-old with a sprained ankle.
Right.
Then they released, oh, sorry, he fractured his ankle when we did further investigation.
Further investigation. That's what Logan calls all medical issues.
That's what
we
I call
investigated further.
I call
and it
that
turns out it was a fracture.
Yeah, that's what I call an x-ray. Right. Under further investigation, we have found out that Joe Biden got a...
Is Obama his doctor?
he's medical advisor.
Yeah.
You know, that's...
he's bringing him back into the White House.
How am I going to bring me back? I'm the new... sorry, Fauci. I'm gone. Now it's me.
He's going to be giving the COVID press release. Updates.
Give me updates. Also, Joe Biden currently in a boot for the next few months. He is, though, right? He's going to be in a boot.
That's right.
No, but you know what? I'm not going to make this into like something people are like, I can't. You know. Now, does it make you feel again like those conspiracy theories people say? And you're like, oh, that's a little close to home to what they've been saying. But you know what, Will? You look at this, and this comes out of Chris Cuomo. This last night, right?
Yes. On his show last night on CNN, this is Bite 9. Let's hear what he had to say. His hot take on the foot gate. That's what we're going to call it.
Foot gate.
Yeah. Let's play it.
When Biden hurt his foot, I appreciated it. Why? Because I'm a sadist. No. Because we just got the straight truth about it. No lie. No deny. There was no blocking us from the reason that Trump was rushed to a hospital. No Fugazi doctors with these absurd, lauding statements about Biden being superhuman, the strongest pinky toe in history. Just the truth.
So this is the spin that they're going to have to cover the next, potentially the next 4 years, Will, which is, oh man.
I appreciated him hurting his foot so much
that when he hurt his foot, it made national headlines. That's what I wanted. I think TMZ, by the way, broke that story. You know, so I'm not so sure.
They had someone watching him playing with the Frisbee. That's why.
Yeah. And they just, whoops. Is there a video of that?
I haven't seen.
Yeah. There needs to be. Someone's got to have security. He's got a Ring or a Nest camera or something. There's got to be some footage. I don't want to see it.
No.
You know, I don't want to make fun of people getting hurt.
Yeah.
But, you know, I do like that from Chris Cuomo. The spin that now is, it's just, aren't you just happy you're getting the truth? You know, like the all-female-led, first-ever female-led media team. And the first, you know, what?
There's also something to be said about... When you hurt a foot, which obviously any injury can, especially
I'm not downplaying that.
Right, it can lead to other things. But
look at Jack Daniels.
The difference.
He hurt his foot.
He hurt his foot.
Yeah,
he kicked the safe.
Yeah.
Passed away.
Yeah. Fun fact for you.
Right,
so you have history lesson.
Don't
here.
Kick a safe if you're upset.
If you go tour there, they're like, you want to kick it? Like, no, I don't want to do this. Why would I?
But back to that.
No sadist.
There's a little bit of a difference between a foot injury and someone having COVID-19 in this context. And what he's comparing is that the doctors not being brutal with their language, maybe, about someone having the virus that we all know the risks of, when it's the leader of the free world.
Yeah.
Joe Biden, one, is not currently the president. And so his doctors are not the White House medical staff.
But within a day of President Trump, immediately it was known. Like, he tweeted it out almost.
I feel like any president, when they go to the hospital, which we've seen many times. I mean, even George W. Bush, there was...
Bill Clinton.
Yeah. There's all these...
heart issues, all that.
But you go back throughout history, I don't think anyone ever said... They come out and go, you know what? It's bad, folks. Real bad.
Yeah.
Because that's
get
not
scared.
That's not the point. You need to also simultaneously be transparent and say the president has a medical issue. This is what's going on, but also not cause panic. I mean, the stock market hangs on the health of the leader of the country. With global markets, like, there's so much more than just a president elect or potential president elect or someone that is going to be president. Twisting their ankle or fracturing their foot is a little bit different. So I think that Chris Cuomo's analogy there isn't even spot on.
No.
Because I don't think in the same instance, once he's in the White House, if he's in the White House, that he would get the same answer.
This is what I'm saying. This is just what CNN and MSNBC are going to have to do. They're going to have to pivot to sort of this odd version of the news. We're already seeing CNN pivot back to, honestly, what they do best, documentaries and some of their more classic journalism.
Are they going to have to get really precise on years now? Like, are we going to get, it was the autumn of 1972. Like, because, you know, sometimes they're like, the 90s!
Oh.
They're documentaries.
Oh, they're running out of stuff?
Yeah. They're just,
there's a new one on the Vice Presidents that's coming on.
President I'm actually waiting. Interested in
I am too.
They do
Look,
really
that's
good
why
job.
CNN does great work. I have no beef with the guys who are in production there. You know, it's not no one's their fault. It's not even the fault of Chris Cuomo for saying this, because they're just trying to come up with ways to fill time right now, because we are at a weird time. And look, it's a weird time if you're on any side of the political spectrum. If you're neutral, it is a weird time. But again, this stuff is crazy. And this is where we're going to have to see how media covers it. Look, we're going to see, it's easy to see how Newsmax and Fox will switch over. Because, you know, we've all listened to this show, the Rush Limbaugh, and all this. You know how that goes. You know, there's always, look, as soon as day one, there will be headlines made that we are going to have to fight against at the ACLJ. You're going to see it. It's already happening. That's at ACLJ.org. Again, you can sign up for and double your donation today as part of Giving Tuesday and part of our Matching December challenge. Let's take a quick call. Really quick, as we head into the final segment with John Schneider, as I don't think we'll be able to get to calls in the next segment. So if there are any calls that pop up to our phone screen or see if, well, he just dropped them all, but except for Don. Don is on. You're on the air.
Hey there, Jay. Good afternoon to you, or good morning to you, depending on where you are. Hey, quick question, Jay. The only place I get my news from is Federalist and Newsmax.
Yeah.
I don't go anywhere else because it's beyond. I can't go there.
Yeah, right? a lot of people are having that issues right now. I understand.
At big time. So, question there, Jay, is if you have to cross come discussing this with my son here, they get
about Don, we lost you. I am sorry. Number one, I will clear something up. I am not Jay, so I cannot speak on behalf of the president's legal team or even as the chief counsel of the ACLJ. I'm the director of media. But Don, I'm sorry that we couldn't hear you, but I know what your question was, which you said, like, what is the real chances of something being overturned? Look, I think we're going to fight this, and they're going to fight this to the end. I'm not privy to those conversations. I think they're going to fight it as much as they can. However, you know, there will be a time in a not-too-distant future where reality will sink in and we'll have to move on and figure out ways. And that's why at the ACLJ, again, when I say we have plans for 2021, you have no idea what we have coming up. It is going to change the way you consume media. It's going to change the way you get legal help, change the way that people stay engaged with not just our organization, but with the country. Because the ACLJ is going to be needed in 2021 more than ever. More than ever. So with that, I want to encourage you, and thank you for your call, by the way. I want to encourage you to check out all the work that we do at ACLJ.org. Not just work that you may be politically one way or the other. That is a small portion of the work that we do. Whether we're fighting for the unborn, whether you're fighting for persecuted Christians around the world. You know, the A may stand for American, but we also represent and have offices all over the world to protect and to hopefully, you know, pretty much go for your values and support your values and what you want. There's going to be a lot more coming up in the coming days. Will and I will be back in the next segment. We're going to have a lot more fun, okay? Take a break from the politics for a second. We're going to be joined by our buddy, though he probably agrees with you politically, John Schneider. You again may know him from the Dukes of Hazzard. You may know him from Smallville. You may know him from every part of his career, his music, all the great stuff. You may know him from his appearance with the Jay Sekulow Band. He's going to be coming up in the next segment and talk about his new film, Stand On It, which I think you guys are all going to really like. We'll be right back with Mr. John Schneider.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. Again, this is Logan Sekulow. It's a Logan Sekulow reprogram takeover. And, Will, we are joined by our friend, special guest, John Schneider. You know him, of course, from his music. You know him from the Dukes of Hazzard. You know him from Smallville. But, John, last time we spoke, I think it was back in February, and the world has changed quite a bit since February. Everything was going well.
The world has changed, but the hearts and souls of true patriots has not changed at all. We look on it with awe and wonder, but no fear whatsoever. I don't feel any fear or trepidation. I just look at it, and some of it kind of makes me chuckle a little bit because there is nothing more vulnerable than arrogance.
Absolutely.
Think about that for a moment, right? And we have in our midst the most arrogant group of people I have ever really seen. I'm 60 years old.
Yeah.
And I think, what do they say? Pride comes before the fall.
Absolutely. Look, I think it's an odd time. I say it's hard not to look at some of this and go, okay, well, I'm glad there are people like you, shows like ours, that are out there going, there are moments where you have to just say, how ridiculous is this? Well, and that's really what this show has been today, because we are seeing whether it's some of the voter issues that are already having in Georgia for the runoff, whether that is them spinning these diversity things that don't exist, that already exist within the Trump administration, trying to take credit for it. But then also you have now there's been a lot less for Hollywood to talk about, John, coming up. But for you, I wanted to spend time here because you have a brand new movie. And I think, look, for all of us, there are times, and I've said this before and I'll say it again, y'all don't need this 24-hour news business in your life all the time.
You need to laugh. You need to stop taking everything so seriously all the time.
Yep.
One of the greatest movies of all time I happened to be in. I happened to talk my way onto the set, and I spent an afternoon or a day with Jackie Gleason. That movie was Smokey and the Bandit. I've wanted to make a tribute film to Smokey and the Bandit ever since I was on the set. So that's what we did, and it's out now, and it's out in a time where people just need to laugh, enjoy themselves, and I'm going to go way out on a limb here. Enjoy Southern car comedies again.
Absolutely.
We need that. We need that. And it's been doing great. It's out for rental right now on our own. Logan, we're totally independent. So our streaming platform is not Netflix. It's not Amazon. It's ours. It's called CineflixDOD.com. That's CineflixDOD. .com.
And
we've been playing drive-ins. It's been wonderful.
So how has that been? I know that the drive-in culture has had a big rebirth now in the last few months. It's really fun. I've planned on going to shows, take my family. This is something that I think a lot of America's never experienced before, but you're back out there because you guys are doing these sort of combo concerts and you get to see Stand on it, right?
Yep. We're doing just like we're playing some of the music we play with your dad.
Yeah.
How great was that? Yeah, so we're doing a 90-minute concert. Myself, Keith Burns, and Cody McCarver. We do a concert. We usually attach ourselves to a local need, a local charity.
Awesome.
We try to leave a town a little bit better than it was when we got there. And drive-ins are important, folks, because drive-ins are like lemonade stands. You know, you don't just take over a drive-in. You have to build a drive-in. You have to build the restaurant. You have to really have a passionate love for cinema in order to open up a drive-in. And since everyone was mandated that they couldn't socially right. gather anymore, we gave up our right of peaceful assembly. I don't know why we did. We need to get that back, folks. But these are folks who understand what it's like to want to have kids running and playing and having a wonderful time and eating popcorn and hot dogs. And there's nothing more unifying to me right now in this current world we live in. There's nothing more unifying than a drive-in movie theater yeah. at the end of a dirt road. It's wonderful.
Yeah,
wonderful.
Like you said, it feels very uniquely American, and your films are like that as well. And you know, I've had on guests here recently, and I love supporting people like you in the movies you're making, because you think of independent film. And I come from that world, and you think of art house film, you think of, you know, stuff you can't watch with your families. You're not talking about that. But for you, you're making movies at your studio that are so much fun to watch. And I'll make sure we tag the trailer at the bottom of this and support your movie. Last week, we had on another movie that you're in that I think you make a cameo in. So we're having these guests on because I think this kind of independent filmmaking is going to be very important, especially heading into what could be a interesting couple of years, to make sure there are alternatives to media.
Well, you know, when you're an independent filmmaker, an independent musician, independent anything, go back to the lemonade stand.
Yep.
It is truly following the American dream. It's what we are allowed heretofore. We have been encouraged to pursue our version of happiness, however we wish to do that. Drive-in theaters do that. Independent artists do that. Lemonade stand folks do that. You do that. You know, and it is so vitally important that we do not give that up. And I, for one, I believe that the president has this under control. I believe the old adage that if you can't find the sucker at the poker table, it's you. And I do believe that these socialist Democrats are the sucker at the table. They are so arrogant right now. They, you know, it's kind of crazy.
Well, you had
so I'm waiting. Yeah, there is time, folks. Don't believe the current lie that, oh, the clock's already run out. There's no more time. No, there is time. Justice will make its own time. Okay. Yeah. There are no acceptable levels. No, zero acceptable levels of voter fraud. Our Supreme Court knows that. You know that. I know that. Currently, the only difference between a conservative and a liberal is the liberals think they got away with it.
Yeah, well, John, that's a great place to, I mean, I didn't want expect you to go there, but that's fine. You know what? I think that's important. That's a need. You know, and John, you spent a lot of time in the state of Georgia. I know, I'm in Hazard County. There's clearly a lot going on in Georgia as well, and I think it's important. You got a lot. You travel the country, specifically pre-COVID, oh, yeah. And now you see the myriad of people that are around this world. I was in North Carolina over the last week. I was in these areas. These are people who, again, are hardworking, independent, are doing these jobs. And you don't want those people to be completely forgotten because of what ended up being, like you said, if regardless of what happens, there was fraud. We've seen it. We've seen the issues. We've seen votes appear, whatever. Regardless of what happens, however you feel, there were issues that came up. For sure. And you want those people, and I think that's why it's important to have people like us, completely independent, people like you that are independent, that are creating content and are there for what ended up being a sliver of a difference in voters. I mean, really, I mean, you're talking about, what was the Arizona vote count? Different?
Well, it was like 13,000 or 12,000.
Not even an arena, you know, John.
Right. It's crazy. So I am encouraging, I know we don't have much time.
Yeah, run out.
I'm encouraging you folks to watch Stand On It. You can rent it now or you can buy it on DVD starting Friday.
Absolutely.
At JohnSchneiderStudios.com. But you can rent it at CineflixDOD.com. Find it. But I encourage you, regardless of what happens anywhere, follow your dream, chase your dream, go for it with both hands every minute of every day to show the rest of the world that what America is really about is the freedom to pursue your definition of happiness.
Well, John, I can't think of a more perfect place to leave you here today on Jay Sekulow Live. Thank you for joining us. I got your action figure right here. You support the work of John Schneider. Check out Stand On It. See you tomorrow.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.